So we're going to do Ultimate Movie Championship. For those that are new to the show, the Ultimate Movie Championship brought to you by Cutthroat Comics, cutthroatcomics.com, where we rate the fresh movies, the ones that should be on the official Spire Sword podcast list of movies we dig.
Well, we're trying to.
This is the attempt of that, using the website flickchart.com/IDP if you want to check out our list so far. We've almost rated 500 movies now. We're still going. We're still going strong. I enjoy doing this segment. People love us doing this segment. It's a great way to talk about movies. So we're getting into it with a couple movies right now. Dawn of the Dead. Which one is that one? Is that that's the remake with the fast zombies, right?
Is that the
right?
mall
it's
one?
It's 2004. I think so. That's why I think
that
it's that one.
The John Leguizamo one. Or is that the same one?
I don't know. John Leguizamo
was in one of those.
What was he in? What was his character? I can't see him. Was it Dawn of the Dead? Was that it?
Yeah.
Of the Dead. So anyway, flickchart.com gives us two movies. It is the mall one. The fast zombies. Yes, the mall one. She gives birth to a zombie baby. Chick.
I don't remember.
In one of the stores. versus Toy Story.
The OG.
The original Toy Story. Now, out of zombie movies that I've actually seen, I really like Dawn of the Dead.
It's not a bad one.
I liked it. It was fun.
But it's going up against Toy Story.
I know. I was just trying to give it some love before it died a miserable death.
Yeah.
You know, to infinity and beyond and
it's
such.
Still a remake.
That's fine. I don't know if I've ever seen the original. It's not a genre I really give a shit about, so it's like I don't give a shit about the purity of remake versus whatever, you know? It's like this is the least I give a shit about. But I enjoyed it a lot. For a zombie movie, I enjoyed the fear of the fast zombie. But Toy Story, I mean, come on. Get the fuck out of here. That's not flying. It's falling with style. Come on. I wanted to get into animation after that. Then I took not a class, like in between semesters at my high school, they had this like elective period where you can choose like crazy classes. And one of them was
graphic design.
No, it was animation class.
Animation.
Whoa. All right. Well, this is weird. This website's been kind of
glitchy
McGlitchy today. Yeah, it's been very, very ornery. Ornery.
Ornery.
And then I did the animation class, and I realized, dude, that's so much work. So much work. But it was cool. I enjoyed learning. Anyway, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back versus Austin Powers, the International Man of Mystery. So it's the OG Austin Powers versus... kind of tough. Neither of them are like epic comedies.
No.
I enjoy both of them.
I do,
Austin
too.
Powers, like as far as like in high school, before I even had it, I mean, 97, it was the first movie I knew of my friends who were like geeks that later worked for the school district right after high school. They were getting this movie bootlegged. That was like the first movie I ever heard of getting bootlegged off the internet was Austin Powers. While we were playing in the graphic, same room that I did the animation, it was also graphic design or digital art class or whatever. But we had Grand Theft Auto, the first one on the network.
Which
so
is
it was
the
top down.
Shot,
yeah. And we'd play that, like we'd just hang out in there. Like we owned that fucking, we could do whatever the fuck we wanted in there. And then we would watch that, which was crazy. Like I can't imagine how the quality of it. So maybe because of that, I'd go with it. But it's like...
I think I'm going to go with Austin Powers on this one, just because it's the first one.
A lot of other Kevin Smith shit
and
could
I,
win over
oh,
Austin
yeah,
Powers.
Oh, yeah. If this was Dogma or Mallrats...
Striking... Jay and Silent Bob is one of my more favorite...
It's fun.
Yeah. I mean, all of his movies are fun. And this one was kind of... It was interesting because it tied in, like, the universe.
Yeah, the View Askew universe.
Yeah, but yeah, Austin Powers, kind of. It's not my bag, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, it was hilarious. For the time, it was
quotable.
Pretty...
Very
oh,
poorly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all of them were. Well, the second one anyway. Mini-Me and the Get My Belly.
That was a huge bastard.
One. There's always quotes. I almost want to wait a second just in case this fucking... Anyway, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ah!
I don't like this. I'm going to... The main website. I don't like that it's doing that. Makes me feel like it's like we're voting for president. Like I want our votes to count on this. It's only us two. It really should count.
Yeah.
In our list making. All right. I hope that did whatever. All right. So The Lion King. This is fucking crazy. Versus you never seen Goodfellas. Oh no, you've seen Goodfellas. Yes, for some reason, I was thinking Godfather. I'm sorry. That's so stupid. I should be hit for that. If somebody didn't see it, they should be beaten.
Yeah.
I should be beaten for confusing those two. Goodfellas versus The Lion King. I mean...
I love The Lion King.
I love both of these movies.
Goodfellas
yeah,
is
I mean,
fucking fantastic.
I'm a fucking adult, man. Yeah. Goodfellas.
I like The Lion's All scar, day. Though.
Yeah.
Just because I have that same face scar.
You're permanently in...
in that club.
Cosplay mode for it.
Yeah. Evidently. I can play any villain that has an eye scar.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm sure DC uses that a lot.
Everyone uses that. Any villain that has a scar, it's always
it's like
slash
the
through the eye.
Yeah, it's like yeah, they have to have some
it's
kind of
the
battle
hack scar.
Yeah. They have it somewhere. The eye is probably the most. Right. So this potentially is... The Aviator versus Clerks. Aviator.
This is the DiCaprio.
Scorsese, DiCaprio, kind of long. It's what's the guy's
Howard
name?
Hughes.
Howard Hughes.
Yeah.
It's a good
it's
movie.
It's a good movie.
But it's
I would
a
rather,
biopic.
I would rather watch Clerks.
Yeah, for sure. I like Clerks. Clerks is, I'd out of the two, for sure, Clerks. Clerks was like Kevin Smith's first movie. He fucking put everything into it.
Sold half his comic book collection, fuck. And you motherfuckers won't let us vote.
Well,
for
so
it.
We would have gone for Clerks. This is really not good. I'm going to close this again. That's so shitty. So we would have gone with Clerks, but it fucking Flickchart. I almost want to like install a different browser just for Flickchart. Just, I don't know. Just like put Chrome on here just for Flickchart. Okay. So we would have gone with fucking Clerks. That was a good matchup, too. I hope these are fucking registering. Like, what's going on today?
Team America, real quick.
Team America versus the Italian Job remake. Team America World Police.
Oh, you haven't seen it, you son of a bitch!
Oh, my gosh. Let's do that.
I don't think that's going to help.
I don't either, but we'll see. Everything's falling apart.
What
Keith.
Is going on?
Just calm down. Everything's fine. I almost wish we need more weed. We need more weed, Keith. I think it's gone. It's done, right?
Is there any more?
Shawshank Redemption versus Collateral. Shawshank Redemption.
Agreed. Oh, I got it right. I don't.
I watched you
I
go to heaven,
see
seen it.
It,
and I was like,
It just. I don't know why I did that.
I wasn't thinking. Clearly. It's just frustrating. It's like, what are we doing here? It seems like such a weird
day of podcasts. Okay. Hopefully.
Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull versus Die Hard, the original Die Hard, 100%.
Best Christmas movie ever. Well, tied with
It's
Home
like
Alone.
Speed Chess.
Oh no! What was the movie? Lethal Weapon is a Christmas movie. It's a good, good double.
Gran
feature.
Torino versus A Beautiful Mind.
Never seen Gran Torino.
You're not this much. Beautiful Mind.
Beautiful
not
Mind.
Not that great either. Old School versus Mission Impossible. Ghost Protocol.
It
haven't
like,
seen Ghost Protocol.
If we got to do this, then
it's worthless.
It's fucking stupid. Okay,
oh,
this is what I'm
Beautiful
gonna
Mind's
do.
Back.
This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna close the browser. Close the whole browser. Fuck the whole browser. Just restart the whole thing. Start fresh, Keith. Here, take a hit of this joint before it's gone. Before it's completely gone. I'm just going to slow it down a little bit. We're going to go to flickchart.com.
You don't want to micro machines that whole fucking thing?
I mean, it's like, I don't even know if it's really registering when it's doing that shit. So, like, what's the point? I don't want to spend the whole episode doing fucking chipmunks just so we can get through something that didn't matter to begin with.
Oh, now!
Oh, yeah, let's do this, because we're not... That's, like, eliminates the whole point of why we do this.
I'm arguing
the
about
segment.
Movies.
Yeah.
No time to argue, just go!
Alright. Trying this again. I mean, it could just be their website. Maybe they're doing updates at this very moment.
I'm good.
But you can check out our list. Flickchart.com/IDP. I almost want to just take a beat. Just let it settle in. Not that I've ever seen The Princess Diaries 2.
I haven't seen.
Or one. I'm not into diaries too much.
I'm not into princesses that much. Bridget Jones' Diary?
I did watch one of those.
Wait, isn't that the Wigger? The Zellweger?
Yeah, good.
You didn't know where that was going, did
yeah,
you?
I didn't. I was like, what? I don't remember a Wigger in there.
The Zellweger.
The Zellifies. Yeah.
It's still on it.
She's coming back with another one.
We've seen Scream, but...
Okay, so I'm glad that didn't... This seems official. Seems official. Scream. I know it's a little bit too early, but... Whatever.
You fucked us.
I mean, it could just be changing
like
the album
drive-thru?
Artwork for...
You fucked us.
Oh, well, that's another Lethal Weapon quote there.
Oh, shit.
This is weird. Snow White and the Seven Dwarves versus Scream.
Both terrifying movies.
In their own right. I haven't seen Snow White since I was a child.
Jesus,
so.
A witch gives her a poison apple and it puts her to sleep.
I mean, you could say that about like a lot of
terrifying.
Kids' movies that are like, fucking, we watched Neverending Story.
She finds a bunch of midgets.
See, this is better. We can talk about shit, not worrying about like that shit changing. We can have a conversation
about
shit.
She found hobbit hole full of midgets.
Yeah, but when you're a kid, it's like, oh, little people
aren't
scary.
I've seen this in the theater probably five times.
What? Where they replay it or something like that?
My grandparents lived up in Chardon, Ohio, a little tiny community, and it had like an old school theater.
Right.
And they would play, like they would still play old fucking Disney movies, like matinee style all day.
Right on.
So, yeah. Like, if I'd
That's
be
cool.
there, they'd just send me up with a dollar.
So what age was this?
I was probably, like, 8 or 9.
Right. Yeah, that's badass.
It was, like, a block
that
away.
That would have been amazing.
And then I'd just, like, go there with a dollar.
I
and I went there, like,
the
every
movies.
Day. But,
yeah.
But it was Snow White playing every day, but it was, like, whatever.
Dude, I just went and saw Swiss Army Man at the Psy Film Center. Just a little bit farther down. It's right by where I buy my records and shit.
Mm-hmm. Did you walk there?
Yeah. It's a $2 Tuesday, so it's just $2. So I saw it for fucking $2.
Mm.
It's like independent documentaries.
How's the theater seats?
Foreign. It's like a small theater, small screen.
Like
the
old
seats
school.
Are like
seats are
not,
almost like these,
not,
but just like the fold down
yeah,
style.
Yeah, they're old seats, not whatever. I mean, it's not bad. Nobody was in front of me, but
it's not stadium style seating.
No,
it's not
a multiplex. It's a fucking independent theater.
It's just
so it's
like an auditorium slant to
kind of, but I think it was more than that. I don't think it was that shallow. Because I've been to like old. It didn't seem that old. This one, it seemed more like conference roomy.
Yeah.
But I love it. $2 to go see, and I love those movies. So just fucking walking down there.
How full was it?
I don't know, maybe 20 people, not that many people. And they have like $2 PBRs, $2 popcorn, $2 sodas.
Oh, you can
so
drink beer
shit.
While you...
Yeah.
Sweet.
So I enjoyed it. So $2. And I stopped by Groundswell because I brought my vape pen, but the battery died, of course, while I was on my way there. So I went and got edible and it started kicking in, you know, somewhat into the movie. But anyway, so Scream versus Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Apparently a scary movie. Maybe I need to revisit it. But I don't feel any need to. Versus Scream, which was kind of a change in horror movies at the time. It was the jump scare thing. And I remember it was
Wes Craven. Yeah, I mean, the guy fucking knows what he's doing. Yep. I got to go Scream.
Yeah, me too. Which is weird.
Big props to Snow White.
Yeah. I'm just scared of any more kids' movies jumping up on the... Especially Snow White. That's like, I don't want
some
that
kids' movies
there.
Are really good, so yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah, but then Beauty and the Beast gets up there.
The Miserables versus never the Curious Case of Brad Pitt growing old.
Did you see Curious Case?
Once. And okay.
I saw it in the theater. I've never seen...
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's super slow. The Professional... Leon the Professional versus The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Two movies for me that felt pretty slow, but I'll go Professional.
Professional for sure. Yeah.
At least there's some action in there.
Yeah. Early Natalie
Seems
Portman.
Real kind of creepy.
Yeah, it's weird. But it's good. Never seen Twilight. Or have you seen Pan's Labyrinth?
No, not enough to... I've tried, and I was like, I gotta read this shit? Fuck that.
Memento versus Chasing Amy.
Kevin Smith's getting some love on here, but we can't give him too much love versus Memento. He would vote Memento.
I would hope so. Yeah.
No, come on.
I mean, I would hope so. He seems pretty fair about
his
movies.
He would be like, Chasing Amy versus Memento. Yeah. Of course Memento.
Yeah. Jurassic Park. That's a awesome Jurassic Park poster
that you'll never find.
Nope. Versus Bruce Almighty.
Jurassic Park by far.
Yeah.
Bruce Almighty was
just the theme
funny
music for Jurassic Park.
It was funny.
Yeah. I mean, it's great comedy, but you're not beating OG. The only and best Jurassic Park. Panic Room versus Being John Malkovich.
For me, this is
weird. I like that we're getting... It's easy for me, too. But I like we're kind of getting some of the movies we've gone through before, which we haven't seen in a while. Kind of mixing it up a little bit. But Being John Malkovich would be my choice.
Yeah, me too. Panic Room was all right, but for me, I tried to... I've rewatched it, and
it's a fun movie, but it doesn't have, like, there's so much rewatchability with Being John Malkovich because it's so fucking weird.
Yeah.
You know? And it's so great. Being John Malkovich. My favorite screenwriter. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
I don't know which one that might
that
be.
That one was the one where they had to do... They were competing. Like, there was a wizard competition. And they were doing, they had to do these obstacles.
Oh, I remember that
one. There was a goblet that the names... So you
and then
saw
he
that
put
one?
That weird seaweed in his mouth so he could breathe underwater for that one competition. Yep. And I remember that one.
It's pretty cool. I enjoyed it. Yeah, probably one of the more...
It's all right. Because I didn't finish watching them. But yeah, that was probably one of the ones that I saw. I was like, oh, that's not bad.
Versus Forrest Gump.
Which is a fucking fantastic movie.
I mean, you never know what you're going to get.
Shit out of here, Harry
but,
Potter.
I mean, I'm just glad you saw it. So we don't have to go through maybe a new matchup.
I'm glad
Forrest
you...
Forrest Gump.
I remember the Goblet of Fire now. Cause
I didn't even see Forrest
the name
Gump while
came
I was
out of
to,
it. And
That's the only reason I remember it. Because And I could be wrong. I could have described the wrong
one. Stomps a shithole in Harry Potter's
ass. I mean,
ass.
Any of the Harry Potters. So, for sure. Forrest Gump. Tom Hanks, man. He's been in
that
a lot of great shit.
That fucking guy can
man.
Do shit, can
been
he?
In a lot of great shit. The Crying Game.
I've seen both of these movies.
I don't know if I've seen all of The Crying Game. I think just like when he cries in the shower, I just come and go to sleep. I don't think I want to say I've seen it once.
I remember
but it was
watching
like
this
mid-90s
with my family.
The Crying Game?
Fuck yeah. My parents weren't really good about, or at least my dad and my stepmom weren't really good about like not watching fucked up shit in front of their kids. I remember my dad and I watched RoboCop like right when it came out on VHS.
Right.
And
well, fucking degenerate. I don't know if I should say I've seen The Crying Game. I mean, just from like living and existing,
she's got a
in the
dick.
'90s. It's, yeah, like spoiler. I understand the
spoiler.
Yeah, it's like I she's understand, the, but I don't know if I understand it. Just
well,
because
we'll go
of osmosis.
We'll go ahead and see it. I mean, I couldn't.
Is
I couldn't
it a movie
tell you
that I should watch, Keith?
No. Well, I again, I've only watched that one time.
I'm
I got the
to
gist.
Watch it.
I got the gist
jizz?
Of it. The jizz
of
it.
Jizz
I got
of
the
it?
Jizz of it when I was watching it with my family.
Like I said, when he was crying in the shower, I came and then I came
and then I got the jizz.
Yeah,
I don't know.
So, Sound of Music. Is going up against
the hills are alive with the sound of
there's
music.
Movies that Sound of Music could beat. Well, Ants isn't. Have you seen Ants?
Yeah, I've seen Ants. All right.
It's not great. It's good though. I enjoy
I'd rather
it.
Watch it right now than the Sound
Me too.
Of Music.
Yeah, absolutely. There are movies that the Sound of Music could beat, but Ants wasn't one of them. Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby versus the original Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, I thought that was... Never mind. I thought for a second it was that dumbass remake in between.
Dumberer.
Yeah.
The one where I saw the special kids that loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's the original.
Which
this definitely
this
makes
is
it
a good
different
face-off.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Because both of these fucking movies are hilarious.
Yeah.
In different ways.
Yep.
Well,
but kind of
similar,
the same way.
They're different generations, for sure.
Like, that is very a movie of the 90s. This is a very movie of the
Ricky
2000s.
Bobby could totally be either one of these dudes. He's that type of smart.
Yeah. It's like, well, him and Shake and Bake, both of those guys were basically Dumb and Dumber with race cars.
Yeah.
You know, slightly more intelligent, but not really. Pretty much the same.
Yeah, probably
which is kind of
right about the same.
Just now that I'm noticing that, it's like, well, I guess it's weird how like making people stupid in comedies works for these movies, but Ghostbusters, it was just kind of annoying.
Yeah, but
it's weird.
Here's the thing.
Because these guys are men and they're really stupid.
Yeah, but they're
and the women
they're the
are
leads.
All smart too.
They're the leads.
All the women in these movies are smarter than the men.
If they would have made
say, check that out. For
they
equality.
Made the lead of the movie dumb as opposed to Ghostbusters, which they made everyone else
the dudes.
Really dumb.
All the dudes were fucking retarded. Yeah.
But everyone, even the mayor's assistant who's a woman, everyone else but them was dumb.
Yeah. The men were exceptionally stupid.
Yes.
Exceptionally stupid. Because even the female politician lady in that movie was still kind of the one in charge because the actual mayor was retarded.
This one for me is hard because I did own Talladega Nights, so I've watched it a shitload. But I've seen Dumb and Dumber a shitload too.
See, like
so
this was like a passing of the torch. I had watched that movie a bunch of times. And then this came out, and then I watched this. Although there was probably a lot more when this came out.
I was watching this and Step Brothers. I had like a
probably seen Anchorman shitload of times.
A shitload of times.
This is a tough one, man. I almost want to give it to Dumb and Dumber, just because. Oh, I mean,
I'm gonna go with Dumb and Dumber.
I
want to
go with Dumb and Dumber.
I'm gonna go with Dumb and Dumber too.
It's like the best. The one of the most classic Farrelly Brother movies. I mean, it's a classic.
Yeah.
It is a classic. Although Talladega Nights is too, but it's 10 years later, 12 years later. I got worms. All right. That's what we're going to call it. this is interesting. Alien versus Predator versus the Fast and the Furious, the first Fast and the Furious movie. I'm curious. I'm really curious to know what your.
I really because like,
I know your position on car movies.
I fucking hate the Fast and the Furious.
Is but I also whole, I've seen Alien vs. Predator.
I love
so
Alien vs. Predator.
Are you serious?
Oh. I mean, I shouldn't. I shouldn't
get it,
but I really enjoy
for
it.
Those kinds. Of,
I mean, really
listen,
enjoy it.
Both are shitty movies.
Terrible,
right?
But this one is better than the other ones.
I for whatever reason, this is like one of the best Fast and the Furious movies. I mean, now
what's
they're more like superheroes.
It?
It's just there's a lot of action, and it's fun to watch the action. The action is entertaining. Versus that is like
this is
that
the first time
that
ever you saw an
me.
Alien and a Predator fight. It was cool.
That movie, all I could think about was that I was watching a made-for-TV movie in the 90s, and that came out
the effects were decent in that.
No, they were not good.
Yeah, I watched it.
They were
a
like,
lot. I owned it.
Yeah, but it's not good. It's not good. Okay, maybe good quality TV, made-for-TV movie effects in the 2000s.
No. This
it was not
it's
good, though.
Better than the
I didn't
Walking
like it.
Dead effects.
I'm not a big fan of, like...
she. this her one's based and the more, Predator fight the Queen way. Alien.
I appreciate kind of, things kind of based in reality in more. Ocean. Yeah, I didn't. It was just none of that I liked.
How is
I
any of that a fucking
just the,
gang?
Literally,
of,
the only thing is the fun action moments. Where in that, I don't. There's nothing that I remember or liked about the movie. Nothing. Like, these are both
dog
shit
and
movies.
Predators fight. That's all you
that
need to know about
that.
That movie.
Doesn't make me like it at
it
all.
Should. It
no,
should.
No, no.
Everything about
no, no.
that.
That makes you like it.
Everything about that is awesome.
That's the difference between you and me, Keith. That turns you on, doesn't turn me on.
It should.
This doesn't turn
aliens
me on either.
Aliens fighting
but
predators?
It's the dumbest fucking. That's like. It's just like stupid
they
fucking.
They laid the groundwork for it in Predator 2 when he was on the ship and you saw the
now
alien
like
skull.
You're just like
deep cut in the Predator fucking.
You're regurgitating somebody that's
no,
more
I've
passionate about
I've seen that
this
shit. Oh, that's so horrible. I remember that.
We're going to Rotten Tomatoes on this bullshit. Stupid. Both are stupid movies. That
I'm probably
going
to lose to the stupid movie fight.
I don't even know if you are. I have no idea.
People love the fucking The Furious.
Yeah, and people love movies. Every single movie that's come out, there's a group that love that movie. For whatever reason, they love it.
I dare you to look up what that one says.
Actually, I'm curious. Suicide Squad versus Batman versus Superman.
Oh, it's way worse.
Is it?
It's like 17 right now. Or,
oh, it's gone down. So yeah. Suicide Squad, 27.
Oh,
that's
went back
around
up.
Where
it went back
that's,
up.
I think that's where
it
was. It
dropped
when
down
I saw
to 17. But all right, hold on.
Batman versus Superman. That's what I've wanted to. Batman versus Superman. 27.
We're getting
versus
sidetracked, people. Just
that's right. Rotten Tomatoes, 27. Oh, that's amazing. That's fine. I'm good with that. That's crazy that they're tied.
All right. Now what all right.
What so
are we
what are we doing? We're doing
Alien versus Predator versus. Jesus.
Alien versus.
Not that one.
Fucking sequel. AVP 2.
That shit was terrible. If it would have been that against that, I'd have.
Alien vs. Predator.
I'd have gladly voted for the latter.
Whoa, 21%.
No.
Worse than. Which I agree with. I agree with that. 21 versus. I would say I enjoyed Suicide Squad more than Alien vs. Predator.
I'd say about
but
equal.
But definitely not.
Equal
I would still
me.
Put. I would put. Well, that makes sense still. I would still put Batman vs. Superman below Alien vs. Predator. I mean, it's a shitty story,
I'd have to
but
re-watch
it still told
it
a story.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, almost any movie that just tells a story is going to beat for me, anyway. Because I won't spend half the movie going like, what's going on? Anyway, Alien vs. Predator versus...
The Fast and the Furious.
Oh, shit. Oh, it's going to be like 50s. It's got to be like 50. Not franchise. Fast and the Furious.
No, that's 2009, bruh. Wrong one.
Oh, not the Fast and the Furious.
It's got to be the Fast.
Oh, wow.
No, there.
The Fast and the Furious. Oh, yeah. Yeah. 53.
53%.
That makes
fuck
sense.
You, Fast and the Furious.
It's a fun action movie, man. It's fun.
Aliens versus Predators, motherfuckers. Fuck your stupid.
I would have gone if that was
cars.
if it was Fast and Furious 2 versus Alien versus Predator, I'd go Alien versus Predator.
Have you ever seen Predators? The one with Adrian Brody?
Yes.
I like that one.
It was alright. It was okay. It's not the kind of movie that gets my dick hard.
I love the 80s
Fast
action
and Furious.
Movies. I loved 80s action movies and
I
think
did
that's
too,
why
when I was that age that they came out.
Yeah. Still like comics and fucking cartoons now.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Are you really saving our choice?
I hope so. You took so long. I think you went to another website. You're cheating on me.
I'm gonna start glitching out on you again.
I'm just gonna take my time. Maybe you should pay me more attention. I'll work harder.
We're
Come
having
on,
a discussion flick chart.
God damn it. All right. Notting Hill. I don't think I've seen Notting Hill.
I have not seen Notting Hill.
Catch Me If You Can.
Fun Leo
Tom
movie.
Tom Hanks. Leo DiCaprio. Spielberg, I think, directed it. I believe. I don't know. I could be wrong. One of those guys. Catch Me If You Can is no longer there, but Mission Impossible, the first one, versus Captain America. Oh, my God. Okay, well, Catch Me If You Can is back. Surprise. Versus... What the fuck is going on?
I think we just need to end it. We had a nice short episode.
All right, yeah.
We didn't get too much in, but it's just not working for us today.
We did, like, we did 8 movies. No, we did 10 movies.
You gotta be shitting me.
10 movies. That's what I'm gonna do. That's what we're doing. I'm just gonna reload it, and we're just gonna go back.
Hey, it was working for a while until we had a conversation.
Well, we had to go. Yeah, so who knows? It's being very temperamental. But I like the matchup so far. They're like kind of old stuff, but new mixes, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of movies we haven't really voted on, or not a lot.
Or have, but it's been a while. All right. Hopefully this stays. Seems to be working. The Watchmen, haven't seen it, versus The Fifth Element, which I would probably choose The Watchmen if I'd seen it. Inglourious Basterds versus The Fifth Element. Inglourious Basterds. That's easy. That's super easy. I know you're upset that we have to vote against.
I know. Inglourious Basterds is something. Still, it's a better movie.
It's far better.
Don't say far.
Yeah,
it's a better movie.
Yeah. No, it is definitely right. It's you're right, but you can highlight that statement a little bit.
It's a better movie.
Put some stank.
I don't have to put any stank on it. I really love The Fifth Element.
If you want to, like, just
I love The Fifth Element.
I get it, bro. Shiny shit makes you happy.
I'm all right with that.
Inglourious Basterds.
Yes,
because only one of those movies changes history. For the better.
One changes the future.
The Matrix versus... I've never seen Funny Farm.
You've never seen Funny Farm?
No.
It's a really good movie.
I wouldn't mind seeing it. Chevy Chase was, funny back then. I mean, still funny. 2001 A Space Odyssey versus The Matrix. The Matrix.
Since it's the original Matrix series.
Yeah. I could see anything. Yeah.
Matrix 2 or 3
loses
to Space Odyssey.
Yeah. Alien Resurrection.
Which the third one. Prison Planet. Shaved Head.
Yeah. Versus Up. Up.
Alien. I don't hate that movie as much as a lot of people do.
I would love to rewatch it. I enjoyed watching it.
But there's a lot of the kind of fucked up the universe. They're kind of rebooting it and leaving this and the next one out, like just acting like they didn't happen, which they're doing. They're doing a sequel to Prometheus.
Yeah.
And then they're also going to do Blomkamp, I believe, is the one that's going to do
new
like a new Alien. But it's going to be like it's going to continue where they escaped in Aliens.
Yeah.
With her and the little kid, Newt, and the other dude, the robot dude.
Okay.
And so they're just going to cut out
that.
3 and 4.
I like Blomkamp, even though some people don't like some of his movies.
A lot of people didn't like Chappie. I haven't seen it yet.
I liked it. I don't know. It wasn't great. It was probably one of his weakest movies, but I enjoyed it.
I go up.
Yeah. Up is a great movie. Not perfect.
It's sad as fuck in the beginning.
It makes you feel shit, which is a sign of a good movie.
I've had the feels from cartoons.
Yep. It's like I can't even get through this. Like I gotta finish my 40 at least.
Through 2 podcasts?
Yeah. It's ridiculous. I haven't seen The Blind Side.
I haven't either.
The Truman Show. Which I probably appreciate more now than I did when I first saw it.
Because of production?
Even like, no, just, I mean, yeah, the futures have changed.
Sorry.
Oh, what? Hold on. Maybe it'll, this is stupid. Which I don't, I mean, all right. So
I've never seen Citizen Kane.
Okay, cool.
It'll probably bring Truman Show back.
Mission Impossible. Cool. Truman Show versus Terminator 2.
Terminator 2 all day.
Yeah. If it was any other Terminator movie.
Any other Terminator, Truman Show wins. Yeah. But T2.
It's one of the best. It's the director.
Cameron.
James Cameron.
He's the king of the fucking sequel.
Sure. I mean, we'll see what Avatar
Aliens
2 comes out.
Is a Cameron movie.
I understand that, but I'm saying that's like my favorite movie of his.
Doing it again. We're gonna have to.
Well, let's just. Well, here. Alien Resurrection. Didn't we just do that?
Yep.
All right. Fuck this. We're done. Go to our. Let's go over. Let's see if our top 20 changed at all. Well, we did four more, I guess.
We tried to get some in, people. It's a short UMC. We'll
it's
just
weird.
Throw
like,
it up as a random UMC.
It's weird where the technology herpes comes from sometimes.
Not us this time.
It's like it happens.
It's
in
you,
the,
Flick Chart.
This stuff, sometimes just the website we use. It's so weird. Alrighty. I don't think anything's changed. 500 movies we've rated. It's so crazy. Doesn't seem like we've done that many.
I don't know.
I mean, we've done a lot of them, but it doesn't
but
seem like
we've
talked
been repeats.
About 500.
A lot of them have been repeats, and a lot of them
no,
have just been quick, unanimous decisions.
Movies.
Yeah. A lot of them have been so, just a quick, unanimous,
no,
obviously this, obviously that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know. I can totally see this.
I'm not even going to deal with that.
Flickchart's right, having trouble today.
Flickchart's having an issue. Maybe we're making the site too popular again. Our apologies.
Or maybe it's going unwatched.
Yeah, it's going to shut
down.
There's
no admin. And
no, they're adding new shit. We just got Ghostbusters.
We did.
That was crazy.
But is it just an aggregated? Does it just pick up things? Like, is it just a...
Maybe.
An algorithm that just
Probably.
Picks up movies as opposed to someone
Does
adding.
Does a good job, though.
It's sometimes.
Considering I first found out about this back in 10 years ago.
Or yeah. like 06.
Yeah. I mean, well, probably not that long ago, but yeah, like 08 or 09 or whatever.